With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Breaking news this morning, the Secret Service has announced that an armed man was shot and killed after entering the security perimeter of Mar-a-Lago early this morning or overnight. That's President Trump's resort in Palm Beach, Florida. The president was not there. The president is fine. Mr. Trump often spends weekends at the resort. We have few details at this point as to why the man was there and what he was up to, but he did have a shotgun and a can of gasoline. Blizzard warnings issued for New York City, New Jersey, Boston, and other communities up the East Coast today as a winter storm approaches.
National Weather Service officials have increased their assessment of the potential severity of this coming storm. Forecasters anticipated this weather system to be less ferocious only days earlier. Meteorologists say as much as 2 feet of snow could possibly fall. Forecasters have issued blizzard warnings for New York City, Long Island, and southern Connecticut.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. As the midterm elections approach, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire advises Republican candidates to remain laser-focused on pocketbook issues.
Republicans need to be ramping up right now. It's tax season, friends, and what do you know? You will see a bigger tax refund. You will pay less in taxes this year because of the work Republicans have done. Energy costs are down. Groceries are down. Everyday home goods are down. These are things people need to be talking about continuously every day.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Russia launched a major overnight missile and drone attack on Ukraine, killing one person near Kiev and damaging homes and energy sites. Ukraine's emergency service said that responders rescued 8 people, including a child, from rubble in Kiev's suburbs. And repeating our top story of the hour, Secret Service has shot and killed a man trying to enter Mar-a-Lago this morning. The president is not there. He's safe. This is SRN News. A 15th century statue that once stood outside Milan's iconic Duomo Church has found a new home. The Bearded Saint with Book was recently restored under the Adopt a Statue program, launched in 2020 by the centuries-old institution that oversees the cathedral's conservation. As of this month, it's on display at FNM, an Italian transport company. The program recruits donors to fund restoration of a statue under a loan agreement that allows it to occasionally be displayed outside the Duomo. These agreements are in some cases granted for initial one-year term. Gay rights groups suing the Trump administration for removing a rainbow pride flag from the Stonewall National Monument. That New York site commemorates the gay rights movement and was established during the Biden administration. The flag was displayed in 2022 and was the first such banner to fly permanently on federal land. After removing it this month, the Park Service cited a January memo. This is SRN News. Congressman Chip Roy is cautioning that a global effort to promote Islam is gaining traction here in the United States.
You've got a political, ideological movement that is very clearly a part of the Islamist network, right? The Muslim Brotherhood. A lot of people that are trying to push that, not just as a religious doctrine or faith, but as a political movement and ideology. We're seeing it unfold in Europe, and it's happening here in the United States.
Roy, a Texas Republican, spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Today is Sunday, February the 22nd, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today. Amongst them, Basketball Hall of Famer Julius Erving. Dr. J is 76 years old today. Golf Hall of Famer Amy Alcott is 70. Actor Kyle MacLachlan is 67 years old today. Male Golf Hall of Famer Vijay Singh turns 63. Singer Leah Salonga is 55. This is SRN News.